Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
This will be a short one. As you know, this is stuff that I create music on, and I was reading something about persistence, you know, about the music industry and how it's very common for artists, recording artists, that includes singers, songwriters. Any type of goal, it is definitely true for actors as well. Or true for any career, you know, I want to be a doctor, a lawyer. The challenges and inevitable disappointments pave the road for success. I just want to say that the truth of the matter is it's practically probably the most effective tool to get to success. Yeah, I think that if you have the ability to write a lyric or a song in the music industry for a songwriter or sing, you want to be a singer, you know, like me. And I've been persisting for many years, decades. I was just speaking to a friend of mine who has not seen any recognition. He's been persisting for 40, 50 years. It's very uncommon for people in L.A. or Hollywood or places where the entertainment business is. I'm no exception. But I will say that for me, it has been very painful. Like a lot of artists, disappointments. The rejections that I got really came at the beginning with little indie labels and a few major labels when I came to Hollywood. I started my journey, and it was very painful. But the resolve at the same time was to continue because I wanted to do it for all the right reasons. Persisting means I had to get better as a singer or songwriter. I had to get lessons, and I had to go on, you know, or do the best I can because I had no money, and then I had to go on stage and sing. Then I had to get on some compilations for people to hear me. Or for people, the right people to see me. And that's why I came to Southern California, Los Angeles, Hollywood. That was the place to do it. Of course, New York City is the other place to do it for pop and rock artists. Or Nashville, country. You know, they didn't hear me or see me, you know. So even if they did, they didn't give me the chance. It was a struggle. I had to go back to school. I had to find a job. I had to have something because I was one of those people like 7 years, 10 years to give it time. I spent 10 years in L.A. and then I went back to school. After doing it, I did not go to school at all. I just was doing music, and I still did it. I will say that persistence is true. After so many years, I did get my songs out to the people to buy after so many years. So you heard a song, you know, the pop songs that I made were made recently, but some songs I made long time ago. I evolved as an artist. I went from a struggling rock and roller who wanted to write about rebellion and perform on stage. You know, I was in a mode of, you know, the punk and, you know, Nirvana or glam rock. I was in that mode. When I came out here, you know, I had the songs. My songs were so sad, but if you listen to Nirvana, if you listen to, that's the way it was. And I was pretty sure that those punk labels was going to accept me, and they didn't. I was so surprised because my songs was just like a lot of them, but I didn't have the luck. But then I realized luck comes over time through persistence. What I say now, persisting would be, it's the right way. I would say yes. You'll get farther and farther, closer to the goal. I can just sit there and play an instrument like I do now. I sit and play an instrument because I've performed so many times. If I didn't perform and do all the stuff I did in the past, and, you know, and then that's it. I had to release it to the public. I'd expose myself. I had to try to contact a record label. It's released. I'm an indie artist, so it took me a long time to get to be an indie artist. My videos are out, so I really wanted this to happen when I was younger. All I can say, and that's with anything, a doctor, lawyer, whatever, it's the only way, really, you know, to try and develop a talent, a skill. You know, I'm just playing keyboard, writing good songs. And then again, I realized I have to be smart, too. Because if I write a song, I can't release it to the public. Because without it, you know, if I don't have it copyrighted or whatever. And then the ones that I have copyrighted, it has, you know, so I can have ownership of that song. I have to be wise about it. I grew as an artist about the skills of the music business, of coming across people who wanted to, you know, I had someone wanted to be my manager, but they turned out to be phony, and then some white guy offered me a contract when I was, so many weird experiences, but bad experiences, trying to get managers too, and record labels. One company wanted to sign me, but something was wrong with the company. I don't think from what I heard, it didn't last very long. It was a telling experience how difficult it was. I realized how cruel the business was. Coming across, you know, not just doing the music, because I wanted to just do the music, and that's all I was thinking about, was doing the music, and everything would turn out right. When I realized how hard it was, you know, after I made my first demo and then I performed. They said, that's not it. You want to go to the top? You got to be a businessman now. You got to take that song and give it to the right people of your, you know. And then I realized it was another way to be in the music business in particular, you know, artiste, the singer, the musician, the band is not the only part of the business. There are other. There's a producer. There's a songwriter. There's a songwriter, the one who writes a song, or who wrote the lyrics, or who wrote the music, or both, or two or three or four people. I mean, it's not just the singers. The ones who put that music out, and I was both. And I just didn't realize, you know, that was another way. That's just as important as the artist. Give me becoming a member of BMI and. Then ASCAP, and then realizing that the involvement, because every artist pretty much write their songs, unless you were Elvis, somewhat. But Elvis did write a few, but from what I've heard, 99% he didn't write anything. Colonel Parker, so I guess you could back me up, Colonel Parker. I was able, you know, the businessman, to get half of the publishing. All the rights to the song, they gave it to him because from what I heard, you know, there's a lot of artists that don't write, but most do write their songs, write one or two. They write something. Really, the pop songs, all the rock songs, they write. So it goes hand in hand, so I didn't realize that. I thought the artist was here, and then everything else is, you know. But it's really and then it's the producer. I wasn't aware of produce putting the song together. That's part of the music business. That's like an artist. There's an artist, there's a songwriter, there's a producer, there's some people put everything together. They're part of that whole package. they get paid by the record company too, or get paid by whatever. If it's, you know, there's a song encompassed so much. But to get to being successful, person, the right radio station. Yeah, I heard all the numerous struggles, stories, you know, to get to the next level, but, you know, to get to the, you know, to be a hit, or if I have somebody to sing it, which is also successful. That's true. A lot of, some songwriters who made it were actually artists, and you know, and that's, it's just as successful, but it's very hard to get to a Billboard hit or to get to make money from it. It takes, yeah. There are so many artists, including me, who spent years and had never got any recognition. So the best thing I can say for me and to tell you is, you know, to keep going for it, to get to that Billboard hit or to get to make a lot of money in a commercial or to make or have somebody sing it or to, you know, be an artist, struggling artist, become a songwriter or to make it in a movie, 99% takes years. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. There's lots of artists around me who are like me, and I've been doing it so long, and it's so exhausting that I realized that in order to do it, I had to continuously deal with the put-downs or the rejections or the challenges or the setbacks. And there could be several setbacks. It could be setbacks for years. And I don't want to be going for it for years, but then I realized if I really love to make music, then I have to put up with the persistence. I have to be persistent because it's part of who I am. I did it for the right reasons. Or whatever I'm doing, you know, I can't just say, oh, everything's fine, you know, and just don't do anything, you know, just create. I had to do something. I realize the business side is just as important or more so than the art. Because if I just make art and that's it, that's nothing. I have to put it out for people to hear. There's a possibility somebody can hear it. I had to talk about it on the podcast, or I had to talk about it, you know, put it on the album or send it to somebody, contest or whatever. I had to do that. But the more I do it, I guess the better chance I have. So I would say whatever goal it is, and this includes education or if you want a job with them, persistence is what matters. For music industry, it's very, I mean, it's understandable for somebody, including, you know, I'm like, maybe my body can't take all these rejections and such struggle because it's too painful. But if I love it so much and I really want to do it, then I have to toughen up and just keep doing it until I die. Because I really love to be a creator, and that's the most important thing. And everything will turn out right. In other words, let go, let God do effort, and do it the best I can. Also, I'm realistic, you know, I had to have something about my God. Yeah, I'm about to be a doctor. Yeah, doctor of some type. Not the doctor I intended, but being a doctor is good, or at least a doctor degree or whatever. But still, I have to persist. Because if I give up, nothing's going to change. Persist. The challenges, if there's disappointments, I have to pick myself up to go for it. Just to make that dream happen. But most importantly, to satisfy that I am truly myself. Satisfy myself. And you know, and be realistic, you know, the realism, I have to have something to fall back on, you know, blah, blah. But if I'm a creator, I have to create. I have to persist. I have to be something that is truly my essence. And it is. Or whatever other goals. But it's hard. It's not easy. In fact, it's real hard. I've been doing it so many years, I haven't seriously even noticed. It's understandable if I gave up. A lot of people give up, and maybe I will, but I haven't, but I realize I persist. If it's positive, and I really enjoy it, then in some ways I have to persist. Persist in my own way to be successful. And hopefully you're finding your own way to find what you want to do to feel good and be a success. If it's positive and you really like it, but if you're not getting that recognition, then don't give up. If it's part of who you are, it's positive, isn't it? Yeah, realism, come in, yeah, other duties, have something to fall back on, whatever. Persist and make your dreams happen. I gotta persist and make my dreams happen.